Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for week 12. And if you want to play along with us, you know what to do. Go to our Instagram bio at Fade Route Podcast. Click on our link in bio. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em, also entitled The Option, and you can play along with us. I'm still a good 10 points behind, but it is a narrow, narrow race between the lovely Rita Sanchez and D. The lovely Rita Sanchez is in the lead by 2 points. That is it. The gap is as narrow as it can be. Let's see how we go down the stretch in our Thanksgiving games. We each had the Lions. That didn't go so well. But then we also had the Cowboys, Niners. So 2-1 coming out of Thursday. Our Black Friday predictions, all three of us had the Jets.
Shocker.
We had them go down. We had them go down to the Dolphins. So all three of us are 3-1 as we go into Sunday. The 5-5 New Orleans Saints go into Atlanta to take on the 4-6 Atlanta Falcons.
I was tempted to pick the Falcons because Carr is back. I'm going to go with the Saints.
Well, Ritter's back too, I think.
Which is why I'm going with the Saints.
It's my two bowls of shit theory. And your buddy Michael Thomas is hurt again.
IR.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This guy cannot stay healthy. Or if he's not the focal point of the offense. Like, oh, coach, I'm hurt.
My leg.
My knee. I'm going with the Saints. The Falcons are... they are falling like a stone, and it wouldn't surprise me if Arthur Smith gets canned. The 6-4 Pittsburgh Steelers go into Cincinnati to take on the 5-5 Jake Browning-led Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really can't pick the Bengals. I'm going to go to Steelers.
I'm with you on the Steelers. I think that this two-headed monster at coordinator, at least for a week, is going to do. He's going to get the job done. Pretty sure T. Higgins is out as well.
Yep.
So that doesn't help Jake Browning. And, I mean, the one cool story coming out of Cincinnati is that A.J. McCarron got elevated to the roster. He's back. Good for A.J. McCarron and his hot wife. The 7-3 Jacksonville Jaguars going to Houston to take on the 6-4 Houston Texans, who hold a playoff spot.
Texans. I think it's going to be a shootout, though.
I'm going with the Texans, too. I got burned by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's just hard to bet against Stroud, you know?
He's doing great. I mean, he's pretty much sewn up rookie of the year.
Maybe MVP too, right?
We'll see. But Jacksonville, in games like this, they don't show up. So I'm going to go with the Texans. The 4-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to Indy to take on the 5-5 Indianapolis Colts.
I'm going with the Bucs.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of drama coming out of Indy with the
I think it's going to be a good game, though, because I think both teams are playing well right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Stecken's got them playing well. Baker Mayfield has had a resurgent season.
He's playing well.
He's playing well.
He's not playing like a number one pick, but he's playing well.
He's playing a recent vintage number one pick. Right? I mean, who's the best number one pick that we've had? So Joe B. Like, he's not playing like Joe B.
But, Trevor's good.
Yeah, just good. That's fine. But, I mean, the Colts have had a lot of distractions this week with the Jim Irsay stuff, like going out on, you know, First Take and, like, going after them and then tweet. Like, he's a legend superstar. Like, we'll add him as a write-in candidate for the, you know, just completely, like, off-the-rails comments he was making. So you got to figure that infiltrated into the room. I'm going to go with the Bucs. I'm with you on that. Like, I think the Bucs are, they're a solid team. Baker's been playing well. They still have a shot at this division. They still have a shot. And I think they're going to do just enough. Colts, hats off to you. Playing well. The Bucs just narrowly take this one. Oh, dear God. The 2-8 New England Patriots go into MetLife to take on the 3-8 New York Football Giants.
Might be going to this game. I'm going to take the Patriots. Tickets are really cheap, $75 a piece.
You surprised?
No. Two terrible teams playing each other.
They should be giving this shit away for free.
They should be giving it to us. That's the only reason why I might not go, is because I don't want it for free.
Tommy DeVito's mom should be there making chicken cutlets for everybody. Right. They should be out there tailgating chicken parm for everybody. I'm going with the Giants. I'm not confident in that because both teams suck. But I think Tommy DeVito will suck less than Mac Jones. If it's possible. Look for Saquon to have a game. Maybe not the best game of his career, but he'll be better. He'll be better. And the Giants will take this one home. The 1-9 Carolina Panthers go into Tennessee to take on the 3-7 Titans.
Another good game, I think. So I'm going to take the Titans.
Yeah, Titans going to take this one. Will Levis is going to show why he should have been taken higher than he was. And Bryce Young is going to continue to struggle.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standing. Bring it on.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 4-6 Rams go into the desert to take on the 2-9 Arizona Cardinals.
Another good game this weekend. I'm gonna go with the Rams. I don't know. I believe in the Rams.
I don't believe in Kyler Murray. Like, he was good for the 1 week. Like, I knew you knew you were gonna get that goose. I do believe in the Rams. They're getting healthy at the right time. Give me the Rams. The 7-3 Cleveland Browns with DTR under center go into the Mile High to take on the 5-5 Denver Broncos.
Broncos. Broncos are playing well.
Broncos are playing well, but you know what? I still like that Browns defense, man. They still play. And as long as they're going to show up and as long as Schwartz is going to keep doing what he does, they're going to have a fighting chance. So I'm going to take the Browns. The 7-3 Chiefs go into Vegas to take on the 5-6 Las Vegas Raiders.
Chiefs.
The get right game. The Chiefs need this one. The Raiders are not good. The Chiefs need to reestablish who the hell they are. In a game that we thought, emphasis on thought, could have been a Super Bowl matchup, the 6-5 Buffalo Bills go into Philly to take on the 9-1 Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles.
Eagles, huge. The Bills with the Dorsey move, they're still not good enough to hang with the Eagles. They're in a different stratosphere. Your Sunday night special, the 8-3 Ravens go into SoFi to take on the 4-6 Los Angeles Chargers.
Ravens,
huge. Staley will cost them this game. I know that sounds so surprising, right? Brandon Staley will cause them the game. And your Monday night delight, the 3-8 Chicago Bears go into Minnesota to take on the 6-5 Minnesota Dobbses.
Skol. Vikings win.
Vikings easily. The Bears are not good. And the Vikings will keep their hopes alive. No one has a bye this week, so adjust your rosters accordingly and deploy your guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.